best-selling author, Louise Penny, who we are also lucky to call a town shipper, is celebrating the launch of the Amazon Prime video series, Three Pines, based on her Chief Inspector Amalgamash series. She sits down with us to give us a sneak peek as to what we can expect and to speak on the experience of bringing her characters to life on the big screen. Good day, all. This is your host, Taylor McClure, for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and we welcome Louise to the show. Louise, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited to have you.
Oh, it's so much fun. Thank you for having me, Taylor.
Now, you're celebrating the launch of the series Three Pines, based on your mystery novel series centered on Chief Inspector Amalgamash. How does it feel to see your characters come to life on the big screen?
Well, you know, it's terrifying, but it's also exciting. It's one of those moments in life where I just feel this jumble of emotions of being just so overwhelmed and happy, but also concerned because it's not exactly, you know, the way I would have done it, which, of course, would have been the right way. But also, they do such a great job. And then now, because it's so close, I mean, as you said, people are watching it, to, you know, the people who know me and know the characters and know the books and the territory so well are watching it. And then it debuts on the 2nd on Prime. And, you know, now I'm worried about what other people will think. I mean, will people like it? Will they not? Will, you know, what fault will they find? What will they find glorious? So it's just a real, you know, confusion of emotions, but mostly I would never have expected that this would have happened in my life. I'm really, really, mostly I'm excited.
Yes.
The edge of kind of nausea.
It is very exciting, and it's different, which is also exciting, but scary, like you said.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you're collaborating with Amazon Prime for this series, if I'm not mistaken. So how did this collaboration come about? Like, how did this all happen?
Well, it came about really because the fellow who voices and does a brilliant job on my audiobooks, Robert Bathurst, he's a British actor. And just really superb. He'd worked with Left Bank, which is the UK production company. And he got in touch with me to say, you know, I'm having lunch with the head of Left Bank, and I think I might suggest that they take a look at your books. And I said, well, yeah, whatever. You know, none of them, I didn't really say that. I said, yeah, that would be great. Thank you, Robert. But in my mind, I'm thinking, well, you know, it's not going to go anywhere. And even if it does, I'm not interested. But, you know, I thanked him, and off we went. And then he got in touch and said, yeah, they are interested. Are you? Now, I had already had, as you probably know, an adaptation of the first book done, and it was not a happy experience. So I'd been saying no to everybody. But I was coming to the UK, and I thought, I'll have lunch with Andy Harries, who runs Left Bank. And by then, Left Bank was famous for The Crown had just come out, and it was, of course, a mega hit. Fabulous production values. So I met with them. We actually met over 2 years. For 2 years, we sat down, Andy Harries and I, and had lunch, and we discussed this because I was far from certain this was something I wanted to do. And finally, my agent said to me, you know, do what you want. Agree or don't agree. I'll support you whatever you decide, but just think a little bit about it. If you ever want a TV adaptation or any adaptation of your books, are you going to find a better production company than Left Bank? And that really set me back, and I really thought about that for a while, and she was right. I no better production company. I didn't have to accept, but I had to think, if I'm going to say no to Left Bank, then I'm going to close the door on all productions. And so I finally decided to agree, and it was, as we say in Quebec, le beau risque, a great leap over the cliff.
So this has been a long time in the making to convince you to get this out there.
Yeah, no, years and years. And then it's just such a fraught process because they have their needs. As they kept saying, a TV show isn't the books, which, you know, seemed self-evident. I don't think I actually needed to be told that. But they had different agendas than I did. And I didn't want it to be a complete transcription of the books, of course, because I want people to watch and be surprised and excited while at the same time feeling that the stories and the characters are familiar. I was okay with that, but, you know, there was a lot of fighting, a lot of tears. It was a very emotional, difficult time.
Yeah, that was actually what I was going to ask you, was how were you involved in bringing the series to life? Like, what was your role in making sure that like you said, that this is a great experience for watchers, but also a familiar one.
Right. Well, they ran by all the major decisions by me, and some I won and some I did not. The main thing, two things. It was in the contract that they had to film in Quebec. Now, to be fair, I mean, they're filming in Saint-Armand, which is close, but not actually, as we know, the eastern townships. Not the townships that I write about, anyway. I would have liked it closer to Knowlton and Sutton, and that get the rolling hills and the more rugged landscape and the just stunning beauty. But they did come to Quebec, so that's something. We needed to get the casting right, particularly Gamache, and we needed the scripts right. And the scripts were what I really struggled with most, and that was very, very, very painful for everybody concerned, for them. And for me, some of the elements I'm very, very happy with. Some of the elements will surprise the audience in a very, very good way. And some of the elements are incredibly disappointing. But overall, I mean, I wouldn't be promoting the series and I wouldn't be talking to you if I didn't feel that overall, this is a series to be very proud of. And I am very proud of it.
That's the best feeling to have at the end of the day.
It is.
And
you're right.
It's a big change going from characters on a page, ideas, themes wrapped in a paperback novel, and then seeing everything play out on the screen. So how different has this been for you? What have you enjoyed the most about the experience so far?
You know, what I've really enjoyed has been like the last month and a half, 2 months. Since I saw all 8 episodes, I was very relieved. I think The Village of Three Pines, which is, there are 2 pillars to my books. One is the character of Gamache, and the other is the character of Three Pines Village. And both come from some place very deep inside me. These aren't, you know, cash cows. These weren't written for the market. They were written from a place of great belief and emotion and love. They're love letters to where I live. They're love letters to my late husband. So it was important that they get both right. They got Gamache absolutely right. Not just the character himself, but the actor, who was, you know, obviously the most important element in Alfred Molina, he is absolutely superb. Absolutely. As soon as Andy Harris called and said Alfred Molina, I knew that we had a better than average chance of having something that wasn't just good, but was great. And when you see it, you'll see he really is. He's Gamache. He is the steady hand on the tiller. He's everything I could have wanted in my main character. Who really holds the thing together.
Exactly.
There is a big miss with Three Pines. They whiffed on that one for sure. And that's a major disappointment. And that's why I'm actually one of the executive producers on the series. But I asked them to take my name off the credits because I didn't want people who read the books to feel that I supported this big miss.
Yeah, that was actually what I was going to my next question was, what sets apart the novel and the series? So it seems like the series is more character focused.
It's character focused in that it's really more police procedural focused, more plot focused than actual character. The Village of Three Pines, it would be unrecognizable to anyone who's read the books, unfortunately. Now, having said that, they get a whole lot very right, not just Gamache, but there's a brilliant story arc that isn't mine. It was Emilia, the writer, she and I discussed it, and I gave her complete permission because I loved what she was doing with it. And in fact, it comes off brilliantly, so I am very, very pleased with that. So, as I said, the good outweighs the bad. After I saw the first 2 episodes, I was very disappointed. But once I saw all 8 episodes, I was really so relieved and overjoyed. And I think people will be too. And I hope if they watch the first 2 episodes and feel, well, not quite, that they stick with it. But in fact, most of the people I know who have seen the first 2 episodes love them. So I think maybe it's me as the writer.
That's what I was about to say, is that when they take their novel and they adapt it into a series, there's always changes when it goes from paper to TV. And I'm sure you're not the first writer to be in this position where there were some things that were changed that were disappointing.
No, you're right. And there are a lot of changes, and many of which I supported and just felt, yeah, you know what, that's fair, that's okay, we all have to do it. And then there were some that were unacceptable, and you know, I've had this out with Left Bank and with everybody involved, and they all know, and I've, and with the readers as well, I've been very open about it. But again, I do want to say that overall, I am just overjoyed. The quality of it, the acting, all the things that they bring to it, the stories, the storylines, I think it's going to be a huge hit, and I'm excited, very excited.
That was a great leeway into my next question. I was going to ask you if you were able to give our listeners a little sneak peek about what they can expect in terms of like the story arc. What sort of mysteries and cases will Mr. Gamache be faced with?
Well, they're going to drop is the word. They're going to air 2 episodes a week every Friday until all 8 episodes are available. And each couplet of episodes, each 2 episodes covers one of my books. And we start with the second book, which is Dead Cold or A Fatal Grace. And then we go on to The Cruelest Month and then so on and so forth. So it follows those, for the most part, in broad strokes, my plots and the murder cases, the murder mysteries. The overarching arc that Amelia came up with, which was brilliant. They've changed the old Hadley House, which is in my village, into a residential school. And that was actually even before catastrophe that was discovered of the graves. They decided to do that. But they brought in, even before this, Indigenous consultants. And then they brought in a brilliant Indigenous director, Tracy Deer, to direct those particular episodes that really focus on the residential school. And she does just a brilliant job. The other one that goes through the overarching story arc has to do with the missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, which is yet another shame that we carry and is ongoing. So it's very interesting to watch Gamache and the Sûreté struggle with that. No, it's very important, and it's done really well, again, because of the sensitivity of the writer, but also the consultants and the fact that Left Bank really needed and wanted to make sure that they got it as right as possible, and really honored what had happened and is happening.
Yeah, and now your series launched yesterday here right in the Eastern Townships, right here in Knowlton at Theatre Lac Brome. I wasn't sure if there was anything that you wanted to say to your second home, your second community.
You know what's so fun? I wish I could have been there, and I did record a little thing to play beforehand. You know, everybody listening right now, particularly in Knowlton and Sutton in that area, most people knew me and Michael before any of this happened and were our friends. So there's no sense of, you know, let's pile on now that great things are happening. And, you know, people have been so kind and so supportive of me and Michael in his illness. This is my home, and that's why it was important to me that they get it right, because Three Pines, Knowlton, the townships, this area, is home for me, and I wanted to reflect that, and I want to thank everyone for being so supportive when none of this was happening, and really supportive now that it is. I really appreciate that.
I'm sure everyone here is going to be so excited for you. I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Louise, that you wanted to mention about the series or the characters or the episodes or anything that you think would be important for people to be aware of before we sign off.
No, but thank you for asking. I think you've done a wonderful job of yanking stuff out of me.
I'm glad I did my duty. Well, thank you so much, Louise, for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it. Our listeners appreciate it.
All right,
thank
you. Take care.
Have a great day, Louise. Bye.
Bye.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.